back to the NutraMedical Report for debate day, the third debate in the contest between the Hildebeest Whore of Babylon dragon and the Dragon Slayer Trump. If he gets, they get off the topic of Mr. Trump and deal with the movement, which is me and many millions of other Americans who want change from the corrupt district of criminals swamp, as now Donald Trump is talking about draining the swamp, that we can see in not only an election victory, but the refounding of America. If the Hildebeest gets in, it's the end of America. Now, whether you're a man or woman, whether you're Hispanic or black or white, Trump is our candidate. And the alternative is very grisly. When we stick, and if, I guarantee that Chris Wallace will be fair, only the last issue will deal with the, quote, issue of fitness to be president. Well, we know that Hillary Clinton, right on the face of it, is not ethically fit to be president. We know that Donald Trump has been dealing with the public in a high-stakes business of real estate development for decades and has been very successful. So this idea of fitness is ridiculous on its face. And all the false accusers of Trump are now being systematically debunked. We now have a new Bill Clinton sexual assault accuser goes public for the first time. WikiLeaks dump number 12 is out there. And when we look at these WikiLeaks and the FOIA documents, now the new, if you want to call it, videos of DNC organizers organizing violence and even voter fraud by busing in voters from other states like Michigan to Indiana, this is beyond disgusting. When we see the Podesta emails reveal cozy relationship with Hollywood, Iger, ABC News chief, and Soros is mentioned over 50 times. Google's Schmidt working directly with the campaign. Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel. Of course, she wants to have a total control system like the control system in Canada, which, by the way, has lots of controls that prevent the development of new innovative medicine. It doesn't control costs. Costs are still skyrocketing in Canada. And there's long lines for all kinds of things like reconstructive breast surgery. They have to come down to America and other things. And I can tell you, the average training of the family doctor, primary doctors, is inferior to doctors here in America. I know because I'm sports certified in both countries. We have 4 million ineligible and or dead on the voter rolls. Thousands of registrations altered in Indiana. The Defense Department is boosting overseas voter outreach. And, of course, O'Keefe Democrats explain how to commit fraud. This is really pretty damn disgusting. And now the polls, of course, LA Times and Rasmussen, even all the 3 weeks of attacks against Trump, which shows Hillary can't put him away, if you want to call a prize fight, because Donald Trump has character. He has a plan. He laid out exactly what he's planning on doing. Hillary's only plan is that I'm not Trump. And she's trying to make up this false Trump destruction of his character and even his Trump brand to destroy his business. It's just ridiculous. And I like the headline today for Donald Trump on Drudge. It says, tonight is forever. Do you want an America in the future, women? If you're voting 70% more for Hillary Rotten Clinton, you're going to get an America that's going to destroy your future. If you don't understand this, no matter what group, whether you're blacks and 83.7% or say they're going to vote for Hillary, you're going to commit, in a sense, the suicide of the inner city. You need to wake up and smell the roses that the fact is the future is Donald Trump, and not just him, because remember, there's blacks, Hispanics, all kinds of people of different skin colors that are in this movement. Donald just happens to be the guy that's the head of the group. It's us. If Donald Trump was gone tomorrow, the movement will continue. And if it doesn't happen in this election cycle, it'll happen in the next. But a delay of 4 years with 4 more years of Obama on steroids and cocaine, by the way, that's a new name for Tim Kaine. He was so wired up on the last debate with Mike Pence. I've changed his name to Co-Kaine, because that's what he is, a wired up, out of control, lying piece of human garbage. And this is disturbing. We can't put up with this stuff anymore. The betting patterns is predicting a Trump presidency. I believe that this last debate, Trump will, with Mike Wallace sticking to the first six issues in his list of 15-minute time spots, he's going to stick to issues that are important to Americans. International trade, jobs, immigration, border control, overseas activities with regards to getting rid of ISIS, which, by the way, we're supporting. Hillary Clinton received all kinds of millions of dollars from Qatar and Saudi Arabia that they know in their own emails were directly supporting ISIS. We support ISIS. This is behind the scenes. Obama is a closet Muslim. You need to understand that. That's why they've stacked Muslims in various departments, including the CIA director is a converted Muslim. The head of the Justice Department is a Muslim. Obama is a Muslim, and our Muslim apologist, because he's globalist, even though they're high-level Masons, they know that they're going to use Islam and a poor Islamic people to try to create this dialectic, which they put in this letter from Albert Pike, to be the dialectic that brings about the New World Order and wipes, so-called, all public religions except for Satanism. And here's the mentor of not only Obama, but of Hillary Clinton, Saul Alinsky, whose book was dedicated to Lucifer as the first rebel. Now, you need to know this is the end of the road for America. There's not going to be a second chance. I don't believe we're going to have a chance in 2020. If it's not turned around now tonight and in the next few weeks, 20 days, and Donald Trump becomes the president, it's the end. It is the end of America. There will be no further chances. So, do you want to wake up in the morning and know that Hillary Clinton, as corrupt as she is, the president? Do you want to see pay for play on the stage of America being completely sold out with no borders and jobs by the millions being lost even further? Do you want to see these kind of things happening that'll make it impossible for you to have a future? Do you want to see unemployment and a financial collapse? Because that's their job. Their job is to collapse the economy, to destroy America, to make sure it's not on the world stage. The only thing is world government, which Hillary totally supports through George Soros and their billionaire operatives that want transnational corporations to run everything. Global fascism. Not national fascism, global fascism. And this is where what you're going to get. If you look at Hillary, the National Choir today is saying, now their secret hitman tells all, destroy Bill's sex victims, bribe reporters to bury the truth, ruin Monica Lewinsky, hide her stealth affairs, where Hillary herself has had affairs with women and men, and pay the hush money to hookers. I mean, is this the kind of president you want? Let me tell you the kind of level of corruption of this monster, who's now, in a sense, physically dying, but they're going to pump her up with all kinds of performance-enhancing drugs, etc., to make her look semi-operational. She's going to try to turn all the thing back on Donald Trump with these 9 lying women, trying to exaggerate things, sometimes 20, 30 years old. And but all the stories are falling apart. There's not one instance where Donald Trump has been accused or been in court for rape or any other sexual crime. So it's the end of the story. If he's made statements like on this tape, which were Billy Bush, by the way, a cousin of George Bush, now he may try to absolve that he wasn't involved with it, but guarantee they knew about this tape, and they sat on it for months, decided to do a hit piece on the campaign later on because they're going to make it a campaign against Trump, not for any policies that Hillary Clinton has. So this is the reality. And I want you to understand this out there. If you vote for Hillary, you're doing a very, very, very vile and evil thing. You are doing a thing to commit suicide to the Constitutional Republic. You're going to see the disappearance of Christian religion or any public religion in America. You're going to see the disappearance of borders. Anybody can come. Anybody can get benefits, even though the veterans are not being properly taken care of. Illegals will get health care even if you can't afford it yourself. You can't afford the copays, too bad. You don't get the treatment, but illegals will get the treatment. This is just ridiculous. And this is to bust and destroy America. This is to, and she is here as the whore of Babylon to do the final destruction of the United States of America through the agent of incredible corruption. We have the Mr. Comey, who's a corrupt FBI director, who his own internal officer is retiring, are saying just how he stood in the way of investigation. This man has never had investigational training as an FBI operative. He interfered with everything. We have the Department of Injustice, Loretta Lynch, literally meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton to try to not discuss about golf or grandchildren, but to discuss how they're going to move Hillary out of the way of being prosecuted. This is so over the top with everything from the FOIA documents to the now the 12th release of the WikiLeaks, which, by the way, now through the agents of the British and the calls by people like John Kerry, they cut off his internet, but he's still getting the dumps out, which is great. Good. Go for it, Julian and your affiliates. And don't go and say and start making ridiculous statements that the Russians did it, so we're going to literally do a cyber attack on Russia. That's called an act of war. Do you want war? Do you want to see nuclear missiles heading toward American cities? Do you want American military bases fried with short-range hypersonic cruise missiles? Do you want to see our Navy ships go to the bottom because we decided to take a war with Russia where we haven't remodernized our equipment or been able to protect our battle carrier group or are any of our ships from the kind of weapon systems the Russians have constantly re-engineered every year? These people are idiots, insane, and evil. And they are not our leaders. We are leaderless right now with this idiot Obama and with this monster who has the most poor judgment possible. The hot spots around the world, $6 trillion in debt. She and Obama own it by more illegal, stupid things. The expansion of ISIS, which, by the way, we support because we're the masters of chaos. And because we keep on moving around debris, the Russians step in and finally start clobbering ISIS. And we don't like it. We keep on giving equipment, even these interviews that we've had with Harley. We keep on giving equipment to ISIS and their affiliates, Al-Nursa and ISIL. And we want to, you know, turn this into a regional war and even do a no-fly zone that guarantees that Russia will lose planes. And they will counteract with their cruise missile destroyers, our military bases, our naval ships, and our so-called allies like Turkey, who will get fried, as Putin said, will turn this into Stalingrad. So, when I see, even before this, with all the attacks on Trump, and she can't put him away, and Rasmussen, it's all tied up, it means the game is over, Hillary. You're going to see Donald Trump coming with his lance, his Dragon Slayer lance. She's going to raise up her arms and try to just snarl at Trump and try to see if she can get him off a kilter to deal with these issues of these lying witches who are accusing him of, you know, of physical and sexual assault, when in fact this is all that she can provide in her campaign. Not positive policies to make a better America, but policies of elect me, I'm not Donald Trump. How evil. How evil is that? And I want you to understand is there's a lot of Americans that are in a lot of consternation today. I don't, not going to say compromise, whether I'm talking to relatives, friends, or anyone, that there is no alternative. The evangelicals get it. They know that it's the end of evangelical Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, or any other public religion if Hillary gets in. When she stacks the Supreme Court, it's going to be the end of things like don't say publicly Christmas, don't say anything against specific sexual groups. For example, in Canada, when I had a radio show there for a few years, I was back visiting my mom before she died, back between 2004 and 2008, I was told that I was going to be arrested for making comments against gay and lesbians or even the issue of abortion when I had a national radio show with a co-host out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, broadcast right across Canada and worldwide. That's while I had my show at Genesis Network. So you need to start grasping the facts. Do you want a Canadian-styled pseudo-democracy with no freedom of speech? Do you want a single-payer system that's just garbage? Because healthcare in Canada is garbage. All you get is what I call paint-by-numbers medicine, no alternative care whatsoever to speak of, delays like crazy for serious healthcare issues, and the minimal possible to call it that everybody's got access to healthcare. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing as real environmental medicine, alternative functional medicine, toxicology. The training of the doctors is just ridiculous. They're just advanced drug salesmen and procedurists, including the specialists. Yes, they know how to do some surgical procedures, but they're highly limited in the range that they can do. And there's so certainly no, you know, even if they have surgical centers, there's long waiting lists in order to get into these centers. So we have a situation where Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel, which is going to because it's a disaster. But when it unravels, a lot of people will be left without health care, that have serious health conditions, that functional medicine is the only way they can survive, not conventional medicine with paint-by-numbers, chemo, inadequate and inferior use of drugs, no innovation whatsoever. And I can tell you, Americans don't want this. We want to be the best on the block. We were many years ago. But America is now 30th plus in every field of education and endeavors for development of new systems. We don't have any high-speed rail across the country. It's a plan by China by 2030 to have 400,000 miles of high-speed rail across China. We are falling behind. We're going to be a has-been nation. And Hillary Clinton will put the final stakes with the heart of America by her incompetence, her evil, her collaboration with globalism that will destroy this nation. So I want you to understand this, that when we vote in 20 days, you carry a great responsibility. You cannot vote in true conscience for Hillary Rotten Clinton. You can't. I call her Hillary Rotten Clinton. You can vote for Donald Trump because you know the man, even transformed over the last 14 months, is a good man. He has strengthened his resolve in pro-life issues. He has repented of any indiscretions he has verbally from being in the media for years. He has formulated plans to make America great again, a refounding of America like the initial founders like George Washington and Ronald Reagan. And I see a picture here on Drudge of him shaking hands with Ronald Reagan. But he's going to go way beyond Ronald Reagan. He has to literally drain the swamp. And the rules that he's going to put in place will make sure that when politicians leave political office, they won't enrich themselves to the tune of $250 million with the Clintons when they were so-called bankrupt and leaving the presidency, to becoming rich by pay-for-play and doing speeches to the tune of $225,000 plus per speech to globalists and to banks. Her public policy, her private policy behind the scenes is to put the screws to America. And if you really want that, you're going to get the full force of evil put on your head. You need to understand that if we do not have President Trump, America is finished. There will be no America in 2020 or 2030. There'll be a faint fragment of what it used to be in pieces. You have to understand that if you have 48 million people with no recharged EBT cards, if you have veterans who are now being, their guns being seized, and American citizens where Second Amendment rights are taken away, you're going to see a violent, bloody revolution. And if you think that Hillary Clinton won't try to use executive orders, even if she doesn't have the Congress and Senate, which is very likely she's not going to have, do you think that she won't try to do it and literally create a state of martial law where she's dictator in chief? Of course she will. She's that evil. She will do anything she wants to because she's hungering for power for 30 plus years. So I want you to understand this. Do not, under pain of not only death but suffering for your eternal soul, and those souls of many millions will suffer not just in America but worldwide because the policies of Hillary Clinton will bring us very quickly toward the nidus of World War III. She's already calling statements against Putin, statements about basically no-fly zones, which will guarantee immediate war with Russia. They're already doing war games. They're already planning for the fact that they can no longer negotiate with the West to reestablish the fact that Russia is a major power. It's coming back economically. It's refurbished its military. Its sphere of influence in its nations, there should be no reason to have NATO unless you include Russia. And the purpose of NATO needs to be changed to get rid of terrorism, to get rid of hotspots, to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. It's not what we have right now, which is right up in the back door of Russia guaranteeing a nuclear war. Hillary Clinton is a plague on America. If you vote for her, you're voting for your own annihilation. God help us all. Back in a moment, hopefully we'll track down Harley. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
trying to track down Harley Schlanger. Something major must have happened in Germany, because usually he's pretty prompt. We know that he's got reconnections of his internet, and I just see his green light coming back on for his Skype, so he should be there, but for some reason or other, he's not answering. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. By the way, tonight we have what's called the American version of Brexit, which we're going to leave the globalist system. And if we don't leave the globalist system, nations like Britain and America will be destroyed. The people there get it. They understand. That's why the poll swung 15%+, because they had all predicted that, you know, for sure it was the end and Brexit was going to not happen. You know, I think people should start to grasp that this is a bunch of liars, and they manipulate the media by even telling you what's going to be the outcome, even though they have manipulated the so-called false polls. There's up to 4 million people that have literally are dead, or voter rolls have been manipulated. People need to start grasping the fact that this is, you know, the betting patterns, for example, signal a Trump presidency isn't as remote as the world thinks. What's happening is the energy of people like me, they're behind Trump, the financial support we have. He has spent, now is outspending even Hillary Clinton on ads now in this last 20 days. He's got all of the information from now 12 dumps from WikiLeaks, the FOIA documents, these sting operations of videos showing organizers organizing, busing people from one state to another and actually trying to cause violence at Trump rallies and then blame it on Trump. They try to create plausible deniability so they can't directly connect to the DNC or the Clinton campaign, although we now have checks that were issued by the Clinton campaign to pay for this violence or voter roll foolishness and evil. It's just pretty amazing. So I want to read one of the articles here. It says, it's a news that will strike fear into the hearts of perhaps half of the America and large chunks of the world outside of it. Despite a calamitous week of campaigning, betting markets on the U.S. election are almost a mirror image of those in Britain, the EU referendum at this stage. They could be pointing to a victory for Donald Trump. Bookmaker William Hill, 71% of the money so far staked is for Democrat Hillary Clinton, but 65% of the bets by number are for the controversial Republican. Interesting. That means a lot more punters are putting smaller bets on Trump, almost exactly the same pattern as was seen in the run-up of the Brexit vote when the money was for Remain, but majority of bets were for Leave. The bookie has cut the odds on a Trump victory from 11 to 2 to 4 to 1 over the past 2 days in response to a surge in bets for the reality TV star and businessman turned politician. Of course, this is before the debate. You're going to see Trump absolutely destroy her, show the evil, corrupt, duplicitous character of this monster and this destroyer of the nation. It comes despite a campaign bedeviled with derailed by ugly accusations of sexual abuse on the part of Trump from a growing list of women. By the way, they even put an ad out to get these women. I think it's a Craigslist ad. I call it the Dirt for Dollars ad. Together with the claims that the election is somehow being rigged, of course it's rigged. We have now the sting videos. William Hill spokesman and resident being expert Graham Sharp, an industry veteran of 44 years standing, said, "It is very, very similar to the Brexit vote. There is a metropolitan media bias that says Trump can't win, but they can't vote. In betting terms, this is not a done deal. I see parallels with the Brexit vote at this stage." Back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're still having trouble getting on Harley. Something catastrophic must have happened, or something so important in a meeting that he had to not show up for the show, which is pretty significant. It's the day of the last debate. What happens to America determines what's going to happen to Europe. So I can't see anything more important than today's visit, but we'll try to see if it can track down Harley. It's quite late there because of the time difference to Berlin, so it's very unlikely we'll get a report today before the final debate. We're going to try to track down Jim Gersey, who runs our PPRDI. He had meetings and other things that tied him up on Monday, so we'll see if we can track down Jim and bring him on air to make some comments. We're doing a lot of prayer warrior stuff against the Hilda Beast, and for her, by the way, to if you want to call, to exorcise the demonic and powerful evil forces behind her that are actually creating this mess. We're moving very quickly, too, on the issue of how can we financially, prayerfully, and otherwise support Donald Trump to push over the edge of the personal issues or attacks on him. And, of course, it's a natural. I like the speech that Melania did, which kind of crystallizes how he should approach this whole thing to stay on track on issues that are important to Americans. I believe it is very similar to the Brexit vote. The Mr. Sharp, the author of more than 25 books, mostly on the betting and racing industries, continued, some of the larger numbers of small bets on Trump can be explained by odds. When you have odds of 1 to 8 and 1 to 9, as you do on Clinton, it's not so interesting to the small punter. You need to be a bigger bets. We had one woman walk in a Northumbrian betting shop to take a 170,000-pound 1 to 8 to win 21,000. She came in the next morning to stake 13,200 pounds to win 1,467. She'd never placed a bet before, but said she saw it as an investment. That doesn't make sense. Trump is at 4-1 or 11-2 will attract the smaller punters, but I don't think this is the only reason for the number of bets on him. We have had to cut the odds on Trump three times in the last couple of days. This isn't over. That basically means the people that are analyzing this, and if you look at the polls, and I want to go over the current poll analysis that we have here as well. The LA Times poll is all tied up. The Rasmussen poll is all tied up. That means this is before the debate, after all the attacks for 3 weeks on Trump. The Rasmussen poll, of course, is showing that Trump is still there, and you're going to see a swing of the 79-80% Republicans that will come behind Trump in the next few weeks, because the alternative is the Hildebeest and the Democrats destroying the nation. And if they think that by separating themselves that they're going to end up with saving seats for congressmen and senators, they're delusional. They will be destroyed. In fact, if they lose the houses of the Senate and Congress and they have a Democratic president, she will full steam ahead destroy this nation, appointing Supreme Court justices that will have effects for 40 years, destroying the fabric of the nation to the point where the states like Texas will have to actually leave. They have to vote every June, actually stay. By next June, you can see that the 100 days of horror of this monster, Hildebeest and her serial rapist husband, will actually bring about the end of America and also put us in a war stance with Russia and China that will guarantee that we're not prepared for dealing with a war that we cannot respond to. We've built our military down to the point under Obama where it can't respond to a two-front war. And this Rasmussen analysis is, you know, pretty damning. And then we look at the polls in terms of what's happening with, let's see now. Let me look here. Where the presidential race stands right now, it's actually showing Donald Trump at 44.1%, Hillary at 43.9%. If you look at the different age groups, 10 to 18 to 34, Hillary 42.3, Trump 39.8. At age group 35 to 64, again, 44.2 to 43.9, all within the margin of error. If you look at over 65, it's 49.7, Trump 44.9. By education, high school or less, 51.2%, Trump, Hillary 39.4. Some college, 46.2 for Trump. And, you know, this race is so close that this debate tonight is almost certainly going to put an end to Hillary. The amount of information that's come out against her is so mind-bogglingly impossible for her to respond to. If Trump stays on task with Chris Wallace being a fair broadcaster, and I don't believe you're going to see the same thing as Lester Holt or the CNN crowd and NBC, what you're going to see is Donald will come back with specific policy statements. He said, it's not about me. He's already apologized for whatever misstatements he's made in the past 11 years ago on a hot mic. It's not about him. It's about the movement. It's about change in America. It's about dealing with corruption. It's about having better procurement policies for our military, taking care of our veterans, closing our borders, allowing more rapid and more reasonable immigration of people of all nationalities into the country at reasonable cost and speed, but excluding criminals and deporting them to their country of origin, to their prison, not just kicking them out of the border or redumping them back in the streets that Hillary has done. They've now estimated something like 82,000 people with felony convictions were dumped back on the streets during the two terms of Obama. This monster is completely, completely incompetent. For him to make comments about Donald Trump is disgusting. He should never open his mouth. This monster, Obama. And Hillary is 1,000 times worse than this idiot. And by the way, she won't have her hand off the tiller. So want to get your responses. What are your comments today? We have a few minutes left of we're going to a third hour, by the way, today. We're going to be having Jonathan Gray. I'm sure he'll have some comments. When you're at a distance from all the way from New Zealand, and he's looked at the Hirage in Europe, we're looking at the takeover by the Whore of Babylon with the collaboration of the media. I call it the Fourth Estate Coup d'etat, which is the media should never do this. This is a very violation of the idea that the most important structure in society, the final bulwark of freedom, is the Fourth Estate to tell the truth, to ask the right questions, to plumb the issues that are going on, to find out the actual courses of action the population needs to do. Instead, the media now is so corrupt that they are being used as a weapon to destroy democracy. This isn't reasonable. One of the first things that Donald needs to do is pass legislation with the Congress and Senate to break up the big media, six that control media around the world. Number two, they need to make sure that politicians can't get paid large amounts for doing speeches for corrupt global organizations. Number three, pay to play and means of tracking it needs to be ensconced so that no one can do pay to play either before or after the election cycle or after they're out of office. And the fourth thing is we need term limits. We need to not have career politicians. The Cincinnati rule, Cincinnatus goes back to ancient Rome where he went back to farming. They wanted him to be the head of the Senate, and he said, no, I'm going to go back to doing my farming. So Cincinnatus set up a rule that unfortunately later they overcame, and they actually set up a Caesar or a, we want to call a head senator who became their dictator. And this is why Rome fell. It fell because of corruption. People have to know nations rot from the inside. And this woman is the most rotten individual who's ever run for public office in America. This monster. And of course, this is total Clinton-esque. This is exactly what's going on. Hillary's closet is busted wide open. Confessions. Michael Moore, I hope she did kill Vince Foster. That's badass. I mean, this is how can you make statements like that, Michael Moore? How can you do that? You know, I honestly think that the media was giving her a pass. If she ate a child on the steps of the White House, they would ask her how the child tasted. I mean, this is how horrific the media has gotten, that they give Bill Clinton, a serial rapist who lost his license to practice law, who was fined and had to do settlements for multiple women. The women have come up on public statements. In fact, the latest one is this this new Bill Clinton sexual assault accuser goes public for the first time on video. This is another of these horrific cases. I think people need to start grasping. New Bill Clinton sexual assault accuser goes public. This is speaking public for the first time in Breitbart News video, exclusive interview of former television news reporter from Arkansas claims she was sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton on three separate occasions in 1980. Leslie Millwee, M-I-L-L-W-E-E, says that on two of the allegations, Clinton groped her while she rubbed herself, while he rubbed himself against her and reached climax. After these allegations of sexual assaults, Millwee claims Clinton showed up at her apartment and knocked on her door several minutes while trying to talk his way inside. She says that Clinton departed after she purportedly refused to respond. So what we have is a situation where we have a serial rapist and her cohort, demonic, it says here, Breitbart, caffeinated, bold and distinct. It shows a picture of Donald Trump. And then it shows decaf coffee. It says weak and bitter. That's Hillary Clinton. And basically her attitude toward Americans, toward Catholics, toward evangelicals, toward people of faith like Jews, her attitude toward, we call, the Hispanic population. Her attitude toward, they're acting as a surrogate, Bernie Sanders. It's amazing this man is actually capitulating. Obviously, he got paid off. I heard that he got a large settlement to buy a home, probably from, again, the giant cash of money she's got from all her billionaire buddies. 20-1 are voting, including many of the people in Silicon Valley, except for Peter Thiel. And he's getting a lot of fire. We're just putting out $1 million when many of these people in Silicon Valley have given tens of millions of dollars to the Hillary campaign and her war chest. And most of this war chest money is going in to simply spend, now it's approaching $800 million, just attack ads against Donald Trump. It's not surprising how dirty it is that his son comes out this morning when I'm watching Fox News and says how vile these attacks are and how he's not interested even in the least in politics. because he sees just how evil it is. We can take the evil out of it by doing term limits, by stopping pay for play, by having some kind of accountability, by making sure that the laws of the land so that, you know, I saw a report here, one of the generals is going to be prosecuted for relatively minor things, people going to jail. Yet Hillary Clinton does something so horrendous that it puts national security in danger, and she gets a pass because she's a senior witch of a Los Angeles coven, the same coven as Saul Alinsky. Now, people may not want to believe that. That's too bad. Reality is evil is ruling America, and we need to disembowel the evil. We need to slay the dragon. And that dragon slayer is here on the stage tonight. He's going to take and disembowel this monster. He's going to expose the WikiLeaks questions. He's going to expose the FOIA documents. He's going to expose the hot mic and the sting operation that shows people are literally arranging violence at his rallies, including one in Chicago that had to be canceled because the violence was so great. And then the media and Hillary blame Trump for the violence. This is so over the top. It's hard to believe that the so-called race is equal. And it's only equal because people are stupid enough to believe the lies against Trump and not deal with the lack of substance and the duplicity and the evil and the corruption and the globalism that will destroy America by Hillary Clinton. So tonight when you watch this debate, pray seriously. Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for the soul of Hillary Clinton. Pray this, as we talked with Jim Gersey, that we can drive all the demonic hordes that are actually managing the last few moments of months of life in this monster, Hillary Clinton. Remember, she was sacrificed by her parents and grandparents for generations as a line of wizards and warlocks to the powers of darkness. She was forced into participation with snuff ceremonies where they killed children in these dark satanic ceremonies, so that they can completely corrupt her to the point where she is completely under the power of darkness. That's what we have. So Hillary Clinton is this long product of what I call dark, evil powers. People may not want to believe that, but it's true. And unfortunately, Alinsky even prophesied this before he died in 1972 to Hillary, that she would become a leader that would bring in the darkness to America and destroy this nation. Rules for Radicals. He dedicated to Lucifer. And believe me, Lucifer's daughter, Hillary Clinton, is now going to be in a debate tonight. We need to see the slaying of the dragon. We need to see the disemboweling of the evil of entering the swamp of the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, it used to be a swamp before they converted it into the Capitol. Interesting. So historically, it was a swamp, probably for tens of thousands of years, if not millions of years, it has been a swamp below sea level. Tonight is forever. This is the top caption on Drudge today. Tonight is the night when, if we don't see a correction in this course, America is finished. It's not a matter that it's going to get a second chance. There won't be an America worth saving. And the number of illegals coming in here, the number of, again, stacking the votes with 4 million votes, with dead people, voter roll, playing and bringing in illegals and having illegals vote. Right in Virginia, they found thousands of illegals voted not only in 2012, but were lined up to vote in this election. There are people being voted in more than one state being bussed by the Democrats using these proxy agencies. We've got it on these sting videos. It's no longer conjecture. You can't just dismiss it like a lot of the Democrats do to say, oh, no, that's not true. Just clean up the spots where it happens. It's so widespread. If you talk about 4 million votes, that's enough to make a difference in whether one person or another gets elected as president, on top of Diebold and the GEM software that can literally, with a few keystrokes, completely switch the votes. So, one quarter of the states have this GEM software in their voter roll electronic voting systems. How can we fix this? We need to completely, remove these electronic voter systems that can't be validated with a paper ballot system. We need to make certain that you can't bus people from one state to another because they have to have proper ID that will show up in a national registry that they tried to vote in more than one state. We need to have a system that cleans up the act so that no matter what state or county across the nation, people respect the voting system of this country, because without that respect, we're not going to have a country. And by the way, if America goes down the toilet, you in Canada, you in Britain, you in Australia, and you in New Zealand need to be fearful, because the end result will be a dangerous America hell-bent on nuclear war, economic devastation, and forcing, after they do a controlled demolition of the economy, a biometric world currency, otherwise known as the Mark of the Beast. And if you don't think Hillary is there not only wanting to see the unraveling of healthcare, but the unraveling of the financial system, because in the wings they have their satanic system ready to start. And when it does, every phone, fax, and email, every conversation, everything that they already have in the NSA, they will be coming and doing host knock on the door to grab you. They will be literally doing every transaction you do. It'll all be electronic. So we will be back in a moment for the last quick segment. Jonathan Gray will be here in the third hour for an amazing update in the last debate for the United States presidency. This is the last chance for America. Repent, O America, for your day of judgment is here. For the Hill to Beast, the dragon, the whore of Babylon, is about to seize the presidency through corruption.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Welcome back, and you'll see some. We're going to do a video summary of the show here later today. It's important to understand that when you're watching this debate tonight, watch it with your mind and your spirit and your heart. realizing that your decision to not vote or to vote for the wrong candidate is going to determine the future for yourself, your children, your grandchildren, whether or not there is going to be an America. America is an experiment. It's an experiment of the heart to actually have a nation that has the most biblically correct constitution in history. And there is no comparison. You can't compare it to Britain or Australia, New Zealand. You don't have true liberty in many of these countries because one way or another, there is your rights of freedom of speech or freedom to do business are highly restricted. It's not that America is perfect. It's certainly deteriorated dramatically over the last 100-plus years since the start of the Federal Reserve System, start of political corruption that's mounted now over the past 50 years since the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We have a situation now where we have one last chance, and you need to have someone wealthy enough and willing enough to put in $100 million of his own money plus the support of people like myself who supported him financially and prayerfully to get him to the position where they can now, in the last few weeks, outspend even Hillary on commercials to lay out his plans for America. This is the end of the road. This is really, really, really serious. And I want people to understand, I'm going to run through some of these headlines again. WikiLeaks dump number 12. Podesta emails reveal cozy relationship with Hollywood Iger, ABC News chief. Soros mentioned over 50 times. A memo. Google Schmidt working directly with campaign. I mean, we're talking about major Silicon Valley companies purposely suppressing things like even Twitter accounts, suppressing them for gay and lesbians when it had the Pulse Club in Florida attacked. They realized they're championing to prevent the death by in these other countries like in Saudi Arabia and Qatar is not Hillary Clinton. She takes money from the same countries that persecute women, won't let them drive, won't let them do a lot of things, and kills gay and lesbians, throwing them out the window or beheading them. When we look at her health, she won't come out cleanly and tell the people that she has Parkinson's disease or terminal illnesses. She's not physically fit or ethically fit to be president. And when we look at the level of corruption, the Sting videos, the WikiLeaks, the FOIA documents, the duplicity in her statements to private banks and speeches where she gets $250,000 to make a statement that's exactly the opposite of Republic positions, is so obscene. It's like, are you kidding me that you're going to still vote for this witch? Why are people so lost? Why are they so much against Donald Trump that they're willing to suicide the nation and their own future? Again, the reason why the LA Times and Rasmussen polls, many people, 76% of the population, wants change. If you want change, the change agent isn't just Donald Trump or Mike Pence. It's us. We're the change agent. He just happens to be our leader right now. Wealthy enough, patriotic enough, brave enough to see the destruction of his own personal life. We'll be back in hour number two in just a moment. Hour three coming up with Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. And we'll try to track down and find out what happened to Harley. Again, remember, the powers of darkness want to make certain that the truth does not come out. We'll be back in a moment with hour two. Your questions are welcome. Do tell the board op exactly what your question or statement is. You won't get on air otherwise. Back in a moment. Take care.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.